All right, welcome into the Schizophrenic Music Podcast. This is Craig, and I am here with the Moonlight Mile Music Club, all seven members of the Moonlight Mile Music Club. So we've got, of course, Kevin, Don, Mark, Tom, Juan, and Sean. Speaking of Sean, Sean is here to bring us another edition of Who Am I or Who Are They? Sean, I'm going to pass the mic to you.
All right. We are up for another round of Who Am I? And you know the rules, but I'll repeat them again. Kevin thinks he's the king here. We're going to not let that happen tonight. Not at all. But the rules are, I got 10 clues for a band or artist. I go through the first five. No one guesses. But then after the fifth one, you can take a shot at it if you want. If you get it wrong, you're out. If you get it right, you're the king for the week. So here we go. All right. This band is a well-known band from the 80s. They were formed in Phoenix in 1982 by the lead singer, call him RP, and the bass player, call him SG. That's clue number one. Clue number two, prior to this band, the lead singer and bass player released three albums in the late 70s, early 80s as a pop rock slash jazz fusion band. Clue three, and I can't tell you the name of that band. Clue three, one of the members of this pre-band was Charles Icarus Johnson, who was an accomplished jazz guitarist known for his work on albums by Stanley Clarke, George Duke, Sonny Rollins, Al Jarreau, among others. Wow. Number four, while this pre-band barely dented the charts, they've had their songs covered by Kenny Loggins, Four Tops, America, Herb Alpert, and Bobby Hutcherson. So they released three albums, didn't really sell much, but they certainly had a lot of people that were fans of theirs. All right, that's clue four. Here goes clue five. Back to 1982 with the formation of this iconic 80s band. After the breakup of the previous band, the founders started a new band that included a drummer who would later become King Crimson's drummer, and also, Craig, was XTC's drummer on Oranges and Lemons. Additionally, he was so good at playing drums, he was a drummer for Project 3, Project 4, and Project X, which, as you may know, is Robert Fripp's side experimental band for King Crimson. So that was a drummer for this iconic 80s band. On guitar, we'll call him SF, who later would tour with artists such as Rod Stewart and Whitesnake, actually played the guitar solo used in the track Creatures of the Night by Kiss. And it was, his solo is so kick-ass that when Eddie Van Halen heard it, he looked at Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley and said, "That's the guy you need to replace Ace Frehley." So I actually went through six clues, not five, but I'm going to stop there. Does anybody have
any idea? Stop for a second. Let me think for a second, for God's sake.
All right. For God's sakes, let Kev, let King Kev. Information overload.
There's like so much. So there was so much in there right there.
It's like a lot. It's a lot. So we got an iconic 80s band. We got a drummer that ends up being King Crimson's drummer. Guitar player who was so good. He played actually on Creatures of the Night, but I don't know that he was credited. Could have been Ace Frehley's replacement. They did a couple albums before this iconic band as a jazz fusion band.
Were you doing the initials like for real, or are you just like, hey?
No, I was doing the initials for real. I was just concerned that if I said the name, you might get it, but yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. Okay, the lead singer of this band has appeared on numerous albums as a backup singer during this same time period of the band and before and after, but he was a backup vocalist on Shout at the Devil, Twisted Sister's Stay Hungry, Rainbow's album Bent Out of Shape, Sammy Hagar's Three Lock Box, and REO Speedwagon High Infidelity. This dude sang in a lot of albums, and he was rumored at one point in time to have been a replacement both for lead singer for Toto and for Chicago. Look away, baby, look away.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. That was clue seven. I got three more for you.
Wow. All right.
All right. They released their first album in 1984, and it was a commercial flop. Clue eight. That probably doesn't get you any further. Clue eight is going to get you closer. Second album was released in 1985 and would become a huge commercial success, going platinum in the U.S., peaking at number one. Also peaked at number two in Canada and number six in the U.K. Had three top 10 hits off the album, including two number one hits. This was in 1985-1986 time frame. Anybody want to take a shot? And I'm trying to queue up. I was going to pull up the YouTube video to play it, the last one, if you don't have it right yet.
I have a guess, but I'm not. I'm going to save it.
I don't. Right, I got nothing. I got nothing. I was underwater.
Are we on eight or nine? What are we
on? That was, that was eight.
Yep.
Okay. They had a third and final album that was released in 1987. It would peak at number 55 and only had one top 40 hit. And then the band broke up after that and they went their separate ways. But they'll be forever known for a couple of iconic 80s songs. Does anybody want to take a guess before I play?
I do. The Fix.
It is not The Fix.
Okay. It was a stretch, but I had to go for it.
Hey, you had to go for it.
The Knack.
Not The Knack. Kevin?
No.
All right.
There's a lot of good clues in there.
Got nothing.
A lot of good clues in there.
Baby, don't understand why we can't just hold on to each other's hands. This time might be the last I fear, unless I make it all too clear. I need you so.
Not the direction I was going to go.
They're from Phoenix.
That's a great song. Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. I went down this rabbit hole. I don't even know how I got started on it, but I was looking at something with Mr. Mister and I started going on the rabbit hole. I was like, oh my gosh. I mean, these guys were killer. The drummer, huh. Pat Mastelletto, is one of the, I mean, I think he's played on every King Crimson album for like, or at least for, I don't know, it looked 15 or 20 year period. He was the drummer basically from the late 80s to maybe even currently. But I asked a drummer guy that I know, and he's like, he may be the best technical drummer of all time. Pat Mastaletto. And then Steve Ferris, the guitar player, is, you know, considered one of the great guitarists that probably no one ever knew and probably should have been Kiss's, you know, guitar player, and plays on Creatures of the Night. And as I was reading all this stuff, the original band was called Pages, which I didn't want to give away because I didn't know someone would catch it. But Richard Page was a lead singer and songwriter for Mr. Mister. So the band was called Pages. And like all these other bands have covered their songs. And so there's this rich history about Mr. Mister. And you kind of think of them as a one hit wonder or a two hit wonder. They actually had three top 10 hits. They had Kyrie Eleison, Broken Wings, and then Is It Love, were all top 10 hits for them. And it's a really great album if y'all haven't listened. And I went back and listened to it today. In fact, it's really good. And it's, you know, it's 80s produced, but you listen to the drums and the guitar and you're like, yeah, these guys were really good musicians. And you got this lead singer who, I was reading a story about it. He was really close to being the replacement singer at one point for Chicago. I mean, and he sang background for Motley Crue. And
that's what I love about this is the parallels of Mr. Mister to King Crimson to singing background vocals for Motley. I mean, none of that stuff fits.
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah. It's funny you bring that up because I was going down a rabbit hole this week watching some Ringo Starr All-Star Band, and he was in it along with Steve Lukather.
Yes.
That guy. Okay.
Yes.
He's killer. What a voice.
The broken heart, the hopelessness will fade away.
You know, I was reading the same thing this week and I almost made that one of my clues. Yeah, he was in the Ringo Starr All-Star Band for years as one of the singers, and you know, the bass player was the musical director. There's so many clues I could have done, but they were kind of obscure. But the bass player became the musical director for Kenny Loggins. Like those two guys, the founders, basically they were part of that whole, you know, that Steely Dan, you know, Toto, those studio session guys from the West Coast that were all playing on all the albums. These guys were all over it. So when you think of Mr. Mister, I always thought of them as just four dudes with a lot of hair.
Yeah.
You know, but they were actually these killer musicians that came together and did a couple of albums and then just faded away. But that's funny you mentioned that, Tom, about Ringo, because I read the same thing this week and thought about that.
There's some footage out there, so you can.
What's sad is like nobody knows, like even like most of Ringo's our bands are like you say, like what's that guy's name? Like nobody knows that guy's name,
right?
You know, which sucks.
And it's some badass, you know, bass player or whatever. I love the fact too, and Craig, the fact that the drummer was the drummer for XTC on Oranges and Lemons.
Yeah.
I mean, I
was totally missing that.
Would you have ever guessed that?
No, not at all. It always comes down to somebody. What? Foreigner.
Yeah.
Mr. Yeah. Right. Yeah. This is good stuff.
I'm constantly looking for, but you know, it's like my little obsession now on the side is finding these. That it's hard to come up with 10 clues without giving it away.
Yeah,
but it's like a side obsession I have now is to try to bring this to y'all every couple of weeks to find. I got another one in the works.
Nice. So, my first guess on this, by the way, was going to be Survivor.
Hey, it actually, he sang background vocals for Survivor too.
Did he really?
On every big 80s, I just listed a few of them, but yeah, he did. He was on one of the big Survivor albums. The dude was on everything.
Oh, Richard my God. Page. That's awesome.
Survivor.
Everybody makes fun of Survivor. They had some great songs.
Yeah, they did.
They did.
Good stuff, man.
I'm not very fun.
Thanks to everybody for listening in. We really appreciate it.
Visit us on any kind of social media. Like we said, whatever the platform calls for, leave a review, a like, a follow, whatever you need to do. Give us any kind of suggestions, comments. Let us know what you think. Share us with a friend. You know, all that stuff helps us move up the rankings. Appreciate that. And look forward to talking to you again.
Yeah. Thanks so much. Take care.
Take it easy.